The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we praise God for another teaching. This teaching is on healing, divine healing. I'm talking about the healing that comes directly from God. Now, God wants us well. Now, if you can just get that in your spirit, God wants us well. Sometimes we think, well, he's putting that on me to teach me something. Wait a minute. Hold on now. Don't do that. Sometimes we get in disobedience and things happen to us. But Jesus came and healed them all. Now, that's what this whole series is about right here, is that Jesus healed them all. Now, you can't tell me everybody was living perfect. No, it's that everybody had a covenant. And the covenant included the healing power of God. So get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called Jesus Healed Them All. Let's look at Matthew chapter 8, please. This is the story around this guy who was a centurion. And look what he said in verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came one unto him, a centurion, beseeching him. He said, Lord, my servant's lying at home, sick of the palsy. He's grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and do what to him? Heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. But what? Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from me from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast what? Believe, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was what? Heal the selfsame hour. Question. Did Jesus lay hands on him? What did he do? He spoke the word. He spoke the word. So what does that tell me about sickness? One man said it like this: when you only deal with sickness as something physical, then you've missed the revelation of what sickness is. Notice, Jesus healed all of those people coming out of Egypt in one night. Or God did. Heal them. Bible said there was not one feeble one among the tribes. Now, wait a minute. Now, what does that tell me now? See, I'm many times, because we have been living in a fallen world, we're dealing with sickness as it's only physical. Got it? But we can go to the root of sickness and cancel the root of it. Let's go to another place and look at it. Let's go to Mark chapter 11. Are you following me so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, this is key to you, key for you, because it's according to your faith be it unto you.
Amen.
So I'm going to show you where oil can be used. I'm going to show you where laying on of hands can be used. But I'm showing you also where speaking the word can be used. Why? Because ultimately he wants to get you into a place where you don't need any oil, any hands, or anything but the Word of God.
You follow what I'm saying? So as we look at this, let's look at Mark chapter 11 now. Now, think about sickness and disease as I read this. Verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said to it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Let's skip all the way down to verse 19. And when evening was come, they went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, and said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, or have the what? God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he what? Saith shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, what? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, the tree was dried up at the words that Jesus spoke. Where was it dried up from? The roots. What normally are the position of roots relative to the bark and the tree itself? They are underground. They are unseen. So what do the roots do for a tree? Come on, what do they do for a tree? They get the nutrients for that tree and they stabilize it and keep it in place. You got it? You ever tried to grub a stump? Well, that's all right. Let's not go into it. But my point to you is once those roots spread out, some of them are 20, feet long, and they lock on other roots. And why? So when that strong wind comes, they'll stay there. So I'm saying, suppose the tree represents disease. And suppose I tell you that the root of the disease is unseen. And the only way you're going to get to it is through faith. You got to speak the word over it. And the only way you get faith is by what? Hearing the word of God. And once you've got that word built in your believer and speak that word, then the root is broken. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying it dried up from the root. You got to hear what I'm saying now. It's from the root, man. This is why you can get that word and get yourself healed. Because you see, you got to believe what you say is going to come to pass. This is one of the things that you got, that law of confession. You got to believe that. Because the word, Lord have mercy. In Psalm 107 and verse 20. Here's what it says. Can I take you there? Come on, let's go there. Psalm 107 and verse 20. Psalm 107 and verse 20. Folks, there is nothing in this earth that can stand against the word of God. I said there is nothing in this earth that can stand against the word of God. Look what it says in Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his what? Word. And what did his word do? It healed them and did what to them? It delivered them from their destructions. The word does the work. The word does the work. When you lay hands on the sick, you're only fulfilling the word. The word does the work. Look what God does with his word. Let's go over to, where's the scripture? He watches over his word to perform it. Let's go over there. Jeremiah chapter 1. You see, God is taking us back to Eden. And that's where Adam used words. See, language is the original technology. And that's where he used words. Words did all the work. And look what it says here. See, we've complicated it now, man. You got to have this and that and so forth. Well, Jesus didn't have that. He just said, be healed. Are you following what I'm saying? It's original technology. The reason why we're down here scrambling now, the Bible says in the last days, knowledge shall increase. Meaning that you've got, the Bible, people say that the knowledge of computers is doubling every 18 months. So it's hard to even keep up with it sometimes. Why? It's working towards an end. But all you got to say is light be. You know what I mean? I'm seeing there. I got my car. It's got voice command. I just say, hey, call home. Everything goes through and call home. I don't have to go through. Well, let's see how to dial this. Let's see here. I just hit the button. Say, call home. So now I don't have to do all of this. The devil's in the detail. So look what it says here in verse 12. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Let me show you another. Turn to Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not do what? Make it good. Who's going to make it good? God's going to make it good. God's going to make it good. All right, let's just go back and cover a couple of these places of Jesus now. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 14, please. And let's look at verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with what? Compassion toward them. And what did he do? He healed their sick. Now, he's healing everybody in there. Well, I wouldn't heal her because she's living with a guy. Okay, I understand that. And the best thing is not to live with the guy if you're not married with him. But the thing of it is he's healing them all. I'm telling you, folks, the Bible says the goodness of God will bring a person to repentance. When you see how good God is, you want to move out. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm telling you, one of the biggest blocks to receiving healing from God is not unbelief. It's condemnation. Guaranteed, folks. People still thinking about what they did, and they're not worthy. Look at Matthew 15. And 15 verses 30 and 31. Look what he said. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And what did he do with them? He healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the who to speak, dumb to speak, the maimed to be made what? Whole, and the lame to do what? Walk, and the blind to do what? See, and what did they do? Glorified the God of Israel. Let's go to Luke, please. Luke chapter 4. Jesus healed how many?
All.
If he healed them all, will he heal you?
Yes.
When?
Now.
You mean you don't have to wait till after after testimony time? Look what it said in verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and what?
Healed them.
And healed them, folks. Now, he is laying hands now. Let's go to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 and look at verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of the disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea of the coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to do what? Be healed of their diseases. So isn't it interesting he wanted them to hear him first? Why? Why did he want them to hear? Amen. Build up faith so they could receive. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were what?
Healed.
And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Healed how many? No, how many did he heal? Now, you're telling me everybody was living perfect and upright? No. He's healing them all. Why? Because healing already belongs to you. It already belongs to you. Receive. Praise God. Whew. Let's go one more place. Let's go to Luke chapter 13, please. Verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. Ooh-wee. Oh, I'm telling you, that man, he spoke with such power and authority. Thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and did what? She glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And he said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and to them therefore come and be healed, but not on the Sabbath day. Okay, let's see the revelation here. There are 6 days that men ought to work, but not on the Sabbath day. Now, this woman got healed. Jesus laid his hand on her, spoke to her, laid his hand on her, she was healed. He's saying men ought to work. Men ought to work. Put something right there. Put something right there. Let's go to John. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Look what it says in John chapter 14. Have you got it? Verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. Come on. He does the work. And while you're over there, let's hit one more verse here. Verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, come on, I will do it. Isn't that something? Verse 13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So all you have to do is ask in whose name? Now this ask is not petition. This ask means demand. It means you speak to that devil. You speak to that disease. But whose name do you use in doing it? Jesus' name. Come on back to Luke. Look at verse 15. And the Lord answered and said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away watering? In other words, if your creature needs something to drink or whatever, won't you give it to him? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of who? Being a daughter of who? Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath. Boy, that's a lot right there. So one thing about it, he said she was a daughter of who? Abraham. Are you the seed of Abraham? Amen. And who had bound this woman? Satan had bound this woman. And how many years was she bound? 18 years. So you might have been dealing with something for 18 years. God can still break you loose. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that. Now, we're talking about Jesus heal them all. Now, this is saying that no matter what they had, he got them healed. Now, I'm saying maybe they had HIV or something comparable in that day, or maybe they had diabetes or high blood pressure or heart problems or some kind of heart disease or foot disease or teeth gum disease or some eye disease or ear disease, couldn't hear, couldn't see. Maybe they had something wrong with their vocal cords, couldn't speak. They maybe had something wrong with their bone structure, had some kind of scoliosis, or maybe they had some arthritis or even bursitis. Maybe they had some kind of disease of the hair or the head or whatever. It doesn't make any difference what it was. Jesus healed them all. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews 13, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, he's inside of me ministering healing right now to you. Now, as you heard that word that we taught the fact that God's will is for you to be healed. God's will is for you to walk in perfect health. He never intended for us to be, arthritic and bent over and all that when we leave this earth. Hey, we're going to live long and strong. So many times we deal with sickness and disease as if it's only physical. And that's not the way to deal with it. But you can go to the root of sickness and disease. The root is always in the unseen realm. Remember when Jesus cursed that fig tree? That root, the Bible says, it dried up from the root. And that means that some part of what we see is in the unseen realm. So with faith, we speak God's word and it goes to the root and cuts that thing out. And as we just continue to praise God, we'll see that thing fall away, just like that tree dried up from the roots. So
As you've been hearing this word and I've been speaking this word to you, the root is now broken. Now, he said in Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and it healed him. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm sending the word for you to be made whole. Now, somebody listen to me right now. You've been to the doctor. The doctor has given you a bad report. And he's saying, basically, there's nothing they can do about it. This is something you got to live with. Hey, wait a minute. No, you have consulted Dr. Jesus. He is a great physician, and he is the Lord that healeth his people. Praise God. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for you right now. So I want you to just join me and join your faith with me. And we're going to pray that as I pray, we're going to root up this thing, whatever it is that has been in your body, and you're going to be walking in perfect health from this day forward. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the healing and the deliverance that you have provided through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and that the Word of God is our healer, that as you sent your Word, it healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So now, as your representative, I speak to that disease, that sickness, that malady. I even cut off that negative report. I command that body be made whole. In Jesus' name, I cut off that sickness and I command every damaged cell to be restored. In Jesus' name, I cut off cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. I cut off every eye disease, ear disease. I command those stopped ears to come unstopped in Jesus' name. I command right now muscles to be repaired in Jesus' name. Ligaments, tendons, I command you to be made whole. I command every foot disorder now to come in line with the Word of God. Father, we thank you for it. And you sent your word and healed them. And we rejoice now because of your healing. And we call ourselves healed and well in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for it. And we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Ha ha. Hey, hey, hey. I'm telling you, something has happened. All you've got to do is receive. Praise God. You don't have to work for this. This is by grace are you saved through faith and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Oh, it's God's will that we be made whole. So just if you couldn't move a certain part of your body, start moving that thing. Couldn't walk, get up and walk. Praise God. Get up and say, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, indeed. Well, this is the Word of God. The address and phone number on your screen. This is a powerful teaching because what it does, it brings you to the faith that you can receive, perhaps for the first time in your life, divine healing directly from God. I don't care if the doctor said you couldn't get well. Don't pay no attention to that. Praise God. It's healing time. Now, don't think it has to take place, you know, maybe next year sometime. Sometimes it does take just a little while for it to manifest. But we know you can receive it right now. So expect it right now for right now manifestation, because this is the day of your deliverance. Praise God. Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. Until we meet again, God bless you and keep walking by faith.
One day I came to church, I had a real bad headache. The doctor did x-ray. And they were trying to find out did I have a tumor or not. So they did the x-ray, did all kind of tests on me. So it came back and they told me I had a tumor. So I would listen every night and every day on, you know, every time I get a chance, I put one of the Pastor Tape on healing. I went to the doctor and the doctor wanted to put me in, to have a surgeon, to remove a tumor. I told him I wasn't going to have it. I told him I was already healed, that Jesus healed me. So when I went back to the doctor again, for him to test me, they went up, they tested me, and I came back down to the room, and the doctor came in, and I gave the doctor a script that God had gave me, 1 Peter 2:24. I said, I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. I said, I had no headache. I haven't had a headache in 2 weeks. They came back in the room. They had the old x-ray. They had the new x-ray. They was in the corner. They were looking at the x-ray, looking at them, looking at them. They were talking to each other. And I knew in my spirit then that God already had healed me. I just thank God. Excuse me. That God is a healer. And I thank God for Pastor Winston. They're putting the word in me. And doctor came over to me, he said, Mr. Rivers, there's nothing wrong with you. All the tumors, whatever we show on the x-ray, it's not on here. I just pray God that God is true. And I want to tell Pastor Winston, do not, whatever you do, do not lighten up on what you're teaching on, because it is the truth. And you are a man of God, and I thank you that you're my man of God, and I am, that I had enough sense and enough courage to listen to your word, to buy your tape, and listen to your teaching, to tell these people that listen to me that God is a healer, and God can heal you from anything. It doesn't matter what you have done or what you have been through, God is still able to heal you.
Sickness, disease, pain. But Christ paid the price. So you're redeemed.
Faith is not, I'm going to get healed. If you say, I'm going to get healed, you will never get healed by the divine power of God. You have to bring it into the now. You got to say, by his stripes, I am healed.
Dr. Bill Winston uncovers the provision of healing in God's redemptive plan with this dynamic series entitled Redeemed from Sickness. Order this powerful series today, and Dr. Bill Winston will teach you why healing is a part of your inheritance. The power of speaking the word of God. How condemnation can block the healing power of God, and much more.
So I can speak to cancer.
Hallelujah.
And faith goes all the way down to the look.
To order your copy of Redeemed from Sickness, simply